Hi everybody, this is Dietrich, and I just want to introduce you to our drag and drop site builder. All right, so if we go ahead and go inside to my sites, we're going to get to the page that houses all the sites that I've been working on. Okay, so right now, even though I only have three, I would like to note that we allow you to create unlimited websites, connect unlimited domains and subdomains as well. Now, once you have connected your domains, you can also add unlimited emails. You can even transfer websites in between users on the platform. All right, so let's say we want to go make a new site. Just click on new site, and it's going to bring you to this page here that houses thousands of our templates ready to be edited that we have created for you. All right, now you can select by different category, or you can start from a blank page. So let's say I want to come to this first one here, and I want to see how it looks if my domain was already connected. I would just simply click on it and then come here to this page and scroll up and down the page to see how it's already working. You see things like our parallax effect working here on this image. We also have the animation here that we have on the book, on this button here, etc. So if this kind of fits in line with what you have going on, you can come back over here and you can edit. Now, once you click on the edit, it's going to bring you into our HTML editor. Now here you can drag anything that you want on the screen. We make that very, very easy for you to move things page to page and across the across your website. Now, what we can also do is come over here and change any of the text by either double-clicking or right-clicking and selecting text. So let's say this is my new website. Okay, and if we want to put this down here, we can do so. And we can also configure this button to either an anchor, another page, or another external website as well. Okay, now, if we want to preview as we're going along and as we're working on our website, we can just select that button up top where you see the monitor. And this is going to make sure you're on the right track. All right, now what I want to do is come over here and show you that this is where our layouts are housed. And inside of your layouts is where your pages are housed. Okay, so if you want to add a new page or a new layout, you're going to come down here to the right-hand corner. All right, go to Add Page and then select on either a template or a blank page here and then give it a name. All right, now if we want to go and start editing our page and making it our own, adding our own style, we want to come over here to the Add Element button. Here we can add different pop-ups, text, banners, boxes, etc. And we have thousands of different tools for you to actually work with, which is why we create so many tutorials for you to look through to show you exactly how to use our tools. But a couple of things that I want to highlight is first, the gallery here. We have tons of different galleries for you, but one that's really cool is the carousel gallery, which kind of creates a 3D rotating gallery for you, and you can also resize this to whatever you want as well. Okay, we also have different social media integrations. So if we come back here to our HTML or to our add element, I'm going to come down here to social and I can click on something like Instagram. And then let's say I want to highlight a particular post on my Instagram. I will just select this here, right click, and then configure my post. I can do the same thing with my entire gallery. All right, now, if you want to add your own HTML itself, you can come down here. Go into apps, and then we have an HTML box that allows you to place in different HTML. So let's say I want to put this over here. I just right click, go into edit, and then put in all of my HTML here. I can also put in a link to a page inside of an iframe. All right, now another thing I want to go over is our checkout, which allows you to sell products and place products on your website. You can have conditional offers to where, let's say you have a product and somebody wants to buy a secondary product. You can also link it to a members area as well, and you can also link it to your PayPal account so that you can take and receive payments. All right, now, one more thing I want to go over is our mobile versions. So let's say you already built your website, you have everything where you want it to be, and you want to see how it looks on tablet and the mobile devices. You're going to come here to our tablet preview, and then simply select on our magic button. And what this is going to do is snap all of your elements onto your grid. You can choose what you want to hide or not on different versions. You can take different things out and resize them to the best of your abilities. We can also come down here to the phone and do the same thing. Just click on our button and it's going to snap everything onto the grid. If we want to move things up and down easily, just select on one item, find this little arrow here, and then you can drag things all the way down to the bottom as well. All right, thank you, and I hope to see you next time.